AP News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. The Labor Department is reporting a strong 339,000 jobs were added last month. That's well above expectations. The AP's Jackie Quinn reports it comes more than a year after the start of the Federal Reserve interest rate hikes.
The continued hiring, despite Federal Reserve efforts to cool the job market and thus cool inflation, shows the strength of the U.S. economy. Consumers ramped up spending in April, even after adjusting for inflation, and sales of new homes rose despite higher mortgage rates. Although the Federal Reserve may skip raising interest rates again this month, another increase is expected soon after.
The unemployment rate rose last month after reaching a five-decade low in April. President Biden will speak later today about the bill that passed in the Senate to raise the nation's debt limit and cut spending. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer likes the results.
And very importantly, we did a very good job of taking the worst parts of the Republican plan that would have hurt so many families, and we took those worst parts off the table.
North Carolina's Fort Bragg has a new name. Its Confederate namesake has been dropped and is now Fort Liberty. In a ceremony, some veterans say it was a small but important step in making the Army more welcoming to current and prospective black service members. Documents obtained by the AP show the governor of Tennessee, Bill Lee's administration, accused the National Rifle Association of wanting to use involuntary commitment laws to round up mentally ill people and deprive them of other liberties. The talking points came in memos drafted by the Republican staffers as part of their initial attempt to pass a gun control proposal in April. Lee has previously praised the NRA's help on other legislation. An internal investigation finds Border Patrol medical staff declined to review the file of an 8-year-old girl with a chronic heart problem and rare blood disorder before she died on her 9th day in custody. This is AP News. An encouraging start to the day on Wall Street.
I'm Seth Sutel. And this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are rallying on Wall Street after a surprisingly strong jobs report for May. The pickup in hiring last month helped allay concerns that the economy might be slowing. A slower increase in workers' pay suggested that inflationary pressures might be cooling. That's good news for investors hoping the Federal Reserve may not feel the need to keep slowing the economy with high interest rates. The S&P 500 was up 0.8%. The Dow rose 428 points. That's about 1.3%. The NASDAQ composite rose 0.5%. The market is on its way to a third straight weekly gain. Lululemon was up 12%. The maker of athletic apparel gear reported a 24% increase in revenue in its latest quarter. Seth Sutel, New York.
Dozens of transgender people in Florida who can't afford to move are turning to crowdfunding to help them leave after the passage of new legislation that targets the LGBTQ community. Ed Donahue, AP News.